Hey, welcome. This lesson is all about arranging a dark, cinematic drum and bass track in Ableton Live. Intermediate level. Expect clear, actionable workflows, device chains you can copy, automation ideas that actually move a mix, and fail-safe settings so your drop hits every time. I want this to feel like a short film you can TJ with. Tension, release, and a little bit of menace. Lesson overview. By the end of this audio lesson, you'll know how to structure a narrative arrangement for dark DNB. Intro, build, drop, development, second drop, outro, and the Ableton workflows to create readable tension and release. We'll cover exact device chains for drums and bass using stock devices, return setups for space and grit, and arrangement techniques that keep things evolving without turning into chaos. I'll also drop pro tips for darker textures and some advanced variations you can use to differentiate your drops. What we're building. You'll sketch a 2 to 3 minute narrative skeleton at 174 BPM, an 8/16 bar ambient intro, a 16 bar tension build, a 32 bar main drop, a 16 bar breakdown, a 32 bar second drop with more intensity, and a 16/24 bar outro. This skeleton is DJ friendly, expandable into a full track, and great for resampling later. Quick project setup. First 5 to 10 minutes. Set tempo to 174 BPM. Pick a minor key like D minor or C minor for that moody tonality. Color code and arrangement template so you can read the session fast. Drums, bass, effects/ambience, lead/textures, returns, master. Create 4 return tracks. A reverb with a decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds and dry/wet in the 12 to 25% range. A ping pong delay set around an eighth note with 20 to 35% feedback and a modest send level. A grainy pitch shifting delay for metallic artifacts and a return with bit reduction for destructive effects. Short sends for percussion. Larger sends for pads and risers. That balance keeps the mix present and moody. Drums. Chain and arrangement workflow. Build your main breaks in a drum rack. Layer your kick with simpler or sampler. Give it a small pitch envelope for movement. Stack snare or clap layers. Run a compressor with soft attack and a ratio around 3 to 1, and lightly drive a saturator after compression to add bite. Use a sliced amen or other break in simpler set to slice mode or sampler with transient shaping and drum bus for glue and character. Put hats and rides in their own programmed clip and humanize with groove pool or small timing nudges. A little swing between 6 and 16% can turn mechanical grooves into rolling ones. Chain processing order for drum groups I recommend. EQ at 8 to remove unwanted sub. Drum bus to shake transients and add color. Saturator for grit. Then a compressor or utility for stereo housekeeping. Automate utility to mono the low end under 120 Hz in drops. Make the drums roll by arranging in 16 to 32 bar blocks but add micro variations every 8 bars. Ghost snares, reversed cymbals, pitch drops on toms. Use beat repeat for fills. Try interval 1/8 or 1/16, grid 1/16, chance 20 to 40%, decay around 75%, and automate the device on and off for transitions. For builds, automate an auto filter across the drum group with a low pass cutoff starting around 6 to 8 kHz and opening over the build to reveal brilliance. Bass, sub and growl split. Split your bass into two tracks. A mono sub and a stereo mid/growl. For the sub, use operator or wave eatable with a sine or triangle. A steep low pass around 150 to 300 Hz and utility to mono everything below about 140 Hz. Keep saturation off or minimal on the sub. For the mid-growl, use wave eatable or resampled growl in sampler. Put an EQA to shelf and cut below 40 Hz. Apply saturator and multiband dynamics to control mids. And feed an auto filter with a subtle LFO for motion. Place the sub and growl into a bass group and sidechain the group to your kick or drum bus. A good starting compressor setting is ratio 4 to 1. Attack sub millisecond to 2 milliseconds, release around 90 to 150 milliseconds, and a threshold tune so the sub ducks on the kick transient. Automate the growl's wave eatable position or filter cutoff in 8 bar phrases so it never sits static. This is a major source of perceived energy. Atmosphere, effects, and transitions. The narrative glue. Pads should live high in the mix with long releases and slow LFOs on both filter and wave eatable position. High pass your pads above 200 Hz if they're just movement layers. Send them to the large reverb and grainy delay for texture. For risers, use a chain of noise, pitch shifted field samples, auto filter sweeps, saturator and reverb, and automate pitch up 1 to 2 octaves across an 8 bar build for a tangible lift. Small, tuned corpus or frequency shifter on percussive hits gives you creepy tonal strikes. A few automation moves that tell the story. Automate master pad low pass so it opens into drops. Raise reverb and delay sends during the build to blur and create anticipation, and widen utility width during atmospheric sections while tightening to mono on drops. Use short silence or near silence. Strip everything to a single sub or vocal chop for 2 to 4 bars before a drop for maximum impact. Arrangement plan with bar counts. Think in 32 bar phrasing, but stamp clear markers. Bars 1 to 16 intro with pad and minimal percussion. Bars 17 to 32 build with filtered growl teasers and risers. Bars 33 to 64 drop 1 with the main groove and punchy drums. Bars 65 to 80 breakdown. Halftime or sparse. Bars 81 to 112 second drop with extra resonance and distortion. Bars 113 to 128 outro with elements stripped and low pass automated down. Always set arrangement locators and name sections so you can jump around while refining. Final mix and master bus. Group drums and run EQA to clear non-bass content, then glue compressor for cohesion and a touch of saturator. Music bus with multiband dynamics helps control low mids. This audio version is shortened for playback.